Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
YouTube's captions insert explicit language in kids' videos. The AI that transcribes spoken dialogue on the platform's standard version can render corn as porn, beach as bitch, and brave as rape, by Tom Simonite. Nearly 400,000 people subscribe to the YouTube account Rob the Robot, learning videos for children. In one 2020 video, the animated humanoid and his friends visit a stadium-themed planet and attempt feats inspired by Heracles. Their adventures are suitable for the elementary school set, but young readers who switch on YouTube's automated captions might expand their vocabulary. At one point, YouTube's algorithms mishear the word brave and caption a character aspiring to be strong and rape like Heracles. A new study of YouTube's algorithmic captions on videos aimed at kids documents how the text sometimes veers into very adult language. In a sample of more than 7,000 videos from 24 top-ranked kids' channels, 40% displayed words in their captions found on a list of 1,300 taboo terms, drawn in part from a study on cursing. In about 1% of videos, the captions included words from a list of 16 highly inappropriate terms, with YouTube's algorithms most likely to add the words bitch, bastard, or penis. Some videos posted on Ryan's World, a top kids channel with more than 30 million subscribers, illustrate the problem. In one, the phrase, "you should also buy corn," is rendered in captions as "you should also buy porn." In other videos, a beach towel is transcribed as a bitch towel, Buster becomes bastard, a crab becomes a crap, and a craft video on making a monster-themed dollhouse features a bed for penis. "It's startling and disturbing," says Ashik Kudabuksh, an assistant professor at Rochester Institute of Technology who researched the problem with collaborators Krithika Ramesh and Sumit Kumar at the Indian School of Business in Hyderabad. Automated captions are not available on YouTube Kids, the version of the service aimed at children, but many families use the standard version of YouTube where they can be seen. Pew Research Center reported in 2020 that 80% of parents to children 11 and younger said their children watched YouTube content. More than 50% of children did so daily. Kudabuksh hopes the study will draw attention to a phenomenon that he says has gotten little notice from tech companies and researchers that he dubs inappropriate content hallucination, when algorithms add unsuitable material not present in the original content. Think of it as the flip side to the common observation that autocomplete on smartphones often filters adult language to a ducking annoying degree. YouTube spokesperson Jessica Gibby says children under 13 are recommended to use YouTube Kids, where automated captions cannot be seen. On the standard version of YouTube, she says the feature improves accessibility. "We are continually working to improve automatic captions and reduce errors," she says. Olifair Hall, a spokesperson for Pocket.watch, a children's entertainment studio that publishes Ryan's World content, says in a statement the company is in close and immediate contact with our platform partners such as YouTube, who work to update any incorrect video captions. The operator of the Bob the Robot channel could not be reached for comment. Inappropriate hallucinations are not unique to YouTube or video captions. One Wired reporter found that a transcript of a phone call processed by startup Trint rendered Nagar, a woman's name of Persian origin, as a variant of the N-word, even though it sounds distinctly different to the human ear. Trint CEO Jeffrey Kaufman says the service has a profanity filter that automatically redacts a very small list of words. The particular spelling that appeared on Wired's transcript was not on that list, Kaufman said, but it will be added. The benefits of speech-to-text are undeniable, but there are blind spots in these systems that can require checks and balances, Kudabuksh says. Those blind spots can seem surprising to humans who make sense of speech in part by understanding the broader context and meaning of a person's words. Algorithms have improved their ability to process language, but still lack a capacity for fuller understanding, something that has caused problems for other companies relying on machines to process text. One startup had to revamp its adventure game after it was found to sometimes describe sexual scenarios involving minors. Machine learning algorithms learn a task by processing large amounts of training data, in this case audio files and matching transcripts. Kudabuksh says the YouTube system likely inserts profanity sometimes because its training data included primarily speech by adults and less from children. When the researchers manually checked examples of inappropriate words in captions, they often appeared with speech by children or people who appeared not to be native English speakers. Previous studies have found that transcription services from Google and other major tech companies make more errors for non-white speakers and fewer errors for standard American English, compared with regional U.S. dialects. Rachel Tatman, a linguist who co-authored one of these earlier studies, says a simple block list of words not to use on kids' YouTube videos would address many of the worst examples found in the new research. That there's apparently not one is an engineering oversight, she says. A block list would also be an imperfect solution, Tatman says. Inappropriate phrases can be constructed with individually innocuous words. A more sophisticated approach would be to tune the captioning system to avoid adult language when working on kids' content. But Tatman says it wouldn't be perfect. Machine learning software that works with language can be statistically steered in certain directions, but it is not easily programmed to respect context that seems obvious to humans. Language models are not precise tools, Tatman says. Kudabuksh and his collaborators devised and tested systems to fix taboo words in transcripts, but even the best of those inserted the correct word less than a third of the time for YouTube transcripts. They will present their research at the Association for the Advancement of Artificial Intelligence's annual conference this month and have released data from their study to help others explore the problem. The team also ran audio from kids' YouTube videos through an automated transcription service offered by Amazon. It, too, sometimes made mistakes that made the content edgier. Amazon spokesperson Nina Lindsay declined to comment but provided links to documentation advising developers how to fix or filter unwanted words. The researchers' results suggest those options might be wise when transcribing content for children. Fluffy became the F-word in the transcript of a video about a toy. One video host asked viewers to send in not craft ideas, but crap ideas.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.